Chet and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chet and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
Chet and Ballsy is the podcast. Radio is our game, but right now we're not on the radio. That didn't work.
No.
Sorry.
We're sad because he quit the game.
Yeah, there
Darian
we go.
Darian Durant is retiring.
So this podcast will be entirely about Darian Durant. Mm-hmm. Listen, we had the whole show planned out for today.
Oh, it just went to smithereens.
And as soon as Darian Durant announced his retirement this morning, it was just out the window.
This is the second time he's done that to us. We had a show all planned. Mm-hmm. Like, we sat with our boss, high-level meeting, planned the show, and then he gets traded to Montreal.
Right.
And now we have our show planned, Mother's Day stuff, everything. Yep. We have guests. Wayne Gretzky was coming on.
Right.
And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, we had Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky,
Harrison Ford, The Rock was coming on.
All of them.
And then all of a sudden, Darian Durant retires and everything goes out the window. Yeah. Thanks, Darian. And
this morning, we were supposed to have the Pope on.
The Pope was coming on.
Yeah, he was like... he's not Italian anymore.
No. He's okay. That one died, and the other guy retired.
They haven't been Italian for quite some time, have they?
This guy's from Argentina, I believe.
All right, doesn't matter. Anyway, Darian Durant announced his retirement today, and here's what he said in a statement to everybody via his website. He said, should I read the whole damn thing? That's why we got a podcast.
Yeah, we can go as long as we want. There's no time constraints.
Yeah. To the CFL, my former teammates, coaches, and to all the guys I've battled against over the past 12 years, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for helping me develop into the man I am today. So many life lessons have been learned throughout this football journey. With that being said, I've decided to retire from football. I have some opportunities away from the field that will allow me to transition smoothly into the next stage of my life. I also became a father earlier this year, and being able to see my daughter grow up day by day has played a big part in this decision. Darian Durant goes on. This is the one that Rider Nation's going to want to hear. Last but not least, to my fans in Rider Nation, if you cut me open, I'm sure that I would bleed green. Saskatchewan and Regina will always be home. I always strive to be a Rider legend, and I'm honored to be spoken of in the company of George, Ron, Roger, and Gene. I named my daughter Amaya Taylor after Taylor Field. It meant so much to me to be able to play in the last game at Old Mosaic Stadium. It's also very fitting to me that I played the last game of my career in Regina last fall, and I was able to see and hear the fans one last time from the playing field. I look forward to one day showing my family around Regina and showing my daughter where her father won a championship in front of Rider Nation on Taylor Field.
Yeah, that's a great statement from Darian, and you're the one that picked up on it first because you were looking at the profile, and his profile picture went to a Rider profile picture. I'm like, wait a minute, he's the Bombers quarterback.
Right. That's what I said to you. I was on his Facebook page. I'm like, why does he have a Rider profile picture all of a sudden? And then, boom, the announcement was dropped.
When I think Darian Durant, I think about toughness. I think about leadership. I think about a season loss when they were 8-2 in Winnipeg, and he got hurt on a play that really wasn't a play because it was blown dead, hurt his elbow. The Riders probably had a good chance of going back to the Grey Cup and maybe winning it in 2014. He will go down as one of the greatest Riders. I think his best game was in that 2013 season. It's the fourth quarter against the BC Lions in the semifinal, and he runs for like 90 yards, most of it in the fourth quarter, takes the team on his back, and they beat BC, go on to smoke Calgary, and then, of course, we know what they did in the Grey Cup.
What stories do you have about Darian? Because you were on the sidelines with the 620 CKRM broadcast team. Did you ever meet Darian?
I talked to Darian.
I mean, but what stories do... What's your impression of him?
Very quiet guy. I'll tell you this right now. I've been on the rubber chicken circuit, as they like to call it. Okay, and I do a lot of MCing with these Rider guys going town to town. And I know Weston Dressler, and I know what he could earn every weekend doing it. And after a couple years, Weston got tired of doing it because it was a lot of work. Right, Darian Durant could have earned probably at least six figures going every weekend in the offseason, going from town to town because they love him. But he was just a quiet... It's not like he didn't like Saskatchewan.
Right.
He just wanted to just be... Just keep it quiet. He stayed at home lots. He didn't go out and get his own groceries. He just was very tight-lipped.
It's funny you say that he was just kind of a private dude. Chris Best, his former teammate, called in this morning and talked a bit about the Darian we don't know. And also talked about taking Darian out in public and what that can turn into.
It's Chet and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, Chris Best.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, bud? How are you, buddy? Just finished your workout. What'd you work on today?
Oh, I'm just coming back from surgery, so nothing. Starting a long climb back.
Okay, yeah. So which surgery was this? Was this another hip, a knee? What was it this time? I'm losing track.
This was the other hip. Oh. So I'm fully, both hips are done. I'm good to go now.
So
not
how old
football,
are you?
But good for normal life.
How old are you? 65 now? How old are you with two new hips?
Some days I feel 65, but I'm only 35.
Yeah. Okay, so bestie, Darian Durant playing for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers would be like Mark Messier playing for the Calgary Flames. I couldn't bear to see it. And thank God today he announced his retirement, because I couldn't see that. Did you feel the same way?
I was just happy for him to get another chance. I know last year in Montreal, things didn't go the way he wanted them to go. Part of it, he didn't play well. Part of it, what he had around him was not up to snuff. So I was looking for his chance to kind of come back, but I mean, at some point, you don't get any more chances, and I'm sure he has a great reason to step away now.
Yeah, Darian Durant announcing his retirement. Chris Best joining us. Chris, Darian had this reputation, like, he was a leader, but then people around the community kind of thought, is he really a leader? What was he like in the locker room?
Oh, that was my guy right there. I'd run through a brick wall for him, and I know the rest of the guys in the locker room felt the same way. I mean, his public persona was probably a little different. He was a little shy, to be honest, so that's part of why people didn't really get to know the real Darian. But I know all of us, we felt very strongly about him. Like I played through a bunch of injuries, probably ending up where I am right now, because I didn't want to go down, because I wanted to make sure Darian was staying up.
Chris, tell us about your favorite. Do you have a favorite Darian moment? For me, you tell me yours, see if it's the same. What's your favorite Darian moment?
There's a ton that come to mind, but I mean, the whole 2013 playoff run, that was just, Darian was so sure that we were going to win and we were just going to like stomp everyone. And because he was so sure, we were so sure. And, like, we took on that whole Team of Destiny thing. Like, we were 100% sure going to that game that we were going to win, 100% sure we were going to win the Western Finals against Calgary, just because Darian was so sure. So, like, it was like something I've never been a part of before.
I remember the fourth quarter against BC in the set here at Mosaic Stadium. In the fourth quarter, he took that game over when it looked like the Lions would spoil the party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. That was how we started that whole party there. And, like, from there, we just... Darian was the engine that drove us.
Again, if you're just joining us, Darian Durant has announced his retirement from football. Chris Best joining us, of course, former writer, former teammate. It blocked for the man. So, Chris, I remember the night before Grey... Oh, was it two nights? It was the Friday night before Grey Cup, and Darian Durant showed up at Ryderville. And I remember it was right before he jumped up on stage, and I was backstage, and I just kind of said, hey, how's it going? He goes, couldn't be better. Like, the guy was so excited to not only be playing in the big game, but you could see it in his eyes. You're right. There was this confidence about him. It was a silent confidence when he was off stage, and then when he got on stage, it got a little louder, of course. But he just seemed like a good all-around guy, not just a football player, just a good guy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I blocked for a lot of quarterbacks, had a lot of teammates, but Darian, he's up there in the pantheon of my favorite teammates ever, for sure.
Hey, you have a funny story. Tell us when, I think it was you. Didn't you and him stop at Swift Current at the A&W? Was that you?
That was me.
Yeah, tell us that story.
We're both injured for a game. We're playing in Calgary, and we're both injured. So, like, you know what? Let's go drive out to Calgary and watch the game from the sidelines. So I'm driving Darian. I didn't realize, like, I knew it was Darian Durant, but I didn't realize it'd be like this. We're stopping at that Burger King just off of Highway 1 there in Swift, and... he's like, let's go drive through. Let's go to the drive through. I'm like, nah, I want to go inside. I want to like take my time. Let's go inside. And he didn't really want to, but I'm like, no, we're going inside. So I go inside. Darian's acting kind of sheepish. I don't really think too much of it. And all of a sudden, someone yells, "Oh my God, that's Darian Durant!" And the whole place just clears out. Like all the cooks from behind the counters come to see him. Everyone comes like just surrounds him. Right. And I'm just trying to stand near him to like. Protect him. I don't know what I've done here. Like, this is just nuts.
You're like, I'm injured. I'm only supposed to be blocking him on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To make matters worse, though, some old lady who I was standing next to, she's like, don't worry, Sonny. You can have your picture with him first. So.
That's the best. You told me it took you an hour to get him out of that place.
Oh, it was nuts. And then we forgot all our stuff, all our straws. I had to go back inside and grab everything, so I couldn't make him go back in. So that was a little slice of what Darian's life was like all the time. I had no idea.
Well, he was a rock star in Rider Nation, and I sure hope he gets a rock star's retirement. Chris Best, thanks for taking some time and joining us this morning to talk about Darren's retirement.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Take care, brother.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's interesting Darren Durant brings up the final game at Taylor Field in his last statement there, because that's how I remember him, too. I remember being at that game. For some reason, I got a swanky suite spot. Yeah, I got to sit up in the suite for the final game at Taylor Field. And just watching him at the end of the game, even though we lost that game, I remember he came out and just him standing among George Reed.
With all the legends.
It just looked right. I was just like, yeah, he looks like he's supposed to be there.
For sure. And with all the lights and everything. Yeah, it was a fitting end to his Rider career.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was fitting that his last ever game was right here against the Riders as a member of the Alouettes. They gave him a nice tribute. The Riders did right by him.
Yeah. Well, he played here for how many years was he in Regina?
From 2006 to 2016.
So he was here for the formative years.
Oh, the big years.
Of Noah Pickton.
Yeah.
Now, Noah Pickton is, of course, the quarterback for the Regina Rams, mm-hmm. but he's going to do some work with the Toronto Argonauts. Hopefully he gets signed on there.
Yeah.
Because I know they've, like you were saying, they've got a great crew for him to learn
Ray
from.
Ray and Calvillo and Tressman.
Calvillo, same guy that Durant learned from.
Yeah.
So we asked Noah Pickton this morning, what was it like growing up in on the turf of Darren Durant?
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, it's obviously sad to see someone like Darren retire, but it's part of the game. You realize that. And, you know, with that being said, it seems like people in Regina kind of grew up and kind of idolizing a Saskatchewan quarterback, whether it's Lancaster, Ken Austin, and you know, for me it was Darian, and I really kind of fell in love with the Riders while he was playing and the great run that he had here. So it's unfortunate to see him go, but I feel lucky and I'm privileged to have watched him play and grow as a player here in Saskatchewan.
Noah Pickton joining us of the Regina Rams, and if there's anything you could take from what Darian Durant did, what is it? Like, what did you see in his style that you liked?
You know, just how he really kind of was a football player. You know, he wasn't just a quarterback. He was a all around football player. He was athletic. He made plays with his legs, and you know, you could see the heart that he had for the game and the passion that he had for the game and his style of play. And I think when I was in camp with him in 2015, I kind of took that away. And that, you know, this guy does really whatever it takes to win, and you know, he's a fully committed to the team rather than just himself. So he's someone I definitely looked up to as a player, and got to know him as a person in 2015, and someone that I tried to resemble.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Darian Durant was like this crazy rock star figure in town. When the Grey Cup was here in 2013 and when we were playing in it, which was huge,
mm-hmm.
it was interesting. I was working at Riderville that night, and it was impossible to get into Riderville that night. It was the hottest ticket in town.
Right.
Hottest ticket in the country, probably. And there was a murmuring that Darian Durant was going to be in the building. And everybody was going, well, Darian's going to come up on stage. He's going to come up on stage and address the crowd.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, well, this could be a little bit of a zoo.
Yeah.
It might be a bad idea. But they're warning me before, because I'm broadcasting from there. And they're saying,
right.
No, you need to know, because you won't be able to broadcast. It'll be too loud in here. So just don't schedule any talk time at that time. Okay, fine. So they confirmed Darian Durant's coming in. Now, I run into Darian Durant, and he was so calm, cool, and collected. It was scary. And he was almost like kind of creepy silent. You know what I mean? He was pumped. You could tell he was pumped up, but he was kind of creepy silent about it.
He treated that Grey Cup like it was a regular game. He didn't have any family members come in for that game. I remember being on the field after with all the confetti, everybody's hugging their families, and he didn't have anybody because he just wanted to be laser focused for that game because he knew how much it meant to his career
right.
and to Rider Nation.
And it's interesting. This morning we talked to Luke Mullender as well. A former teammate of Darian Durant.
One of his best friends.
Of course, part of the broadcast on 620 CKRM as well with you. And we just kind of asked him a few things. You know, what was it like getting to know Darian off the field? And what did Darian Durant do when he wasn't playing football?
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Were you shocked doubles called it a career today, Luke?
No, man. I think that I think it's just time to celebrate, really.
Mm-hmm.
You look at his body of work. You know, the things that he went through in this league, and I wasn't surprised. Actually, no, that's a lie. I was a little bit surprised, but, you know, he's got a whole life ahead of him now. Things change. and I'm just happy for my boy, man. I really am, and I hope that everybody else is as happy for doubles as I am today.
Luke Mollander joining us. Okay, so we all know the public face of Darian Durant, but you got to see the other side of him, the private side of him. What's your favorite Darian story off the field?
Every time we would get back from practice, we'd still find ways to compete. And, you know, just sitting around and playing board games, playing video games. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what makes you miss the game when you retire, because you miss the boys. You don't miss your practices. You don't miss being out there warming up. You don't miss the game. You miss your boys, man. And, you know, there's so many things. Yeah, I'm a little, you know, it's hard to really put into words, man. Just
yeah, I know.
Playing poker together, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it was more about video games and board games with doubles. Yeah, he wasn't very good at them.
What was the game?
I'm joking.
What game did you play?
Well, man, you know what? It was funny. In 2008 when he got, 2006 when he got here, man, we were playing Halo a lot.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, we sort of came up. That's sort of how we sort of developed our relationship, because he moved into the house that we were staying in when he got here, man. And I don't think he was much of a video gamer then, and it just sort of turned out, man, that, the next few years it would be me, Tuz, and Kanji and him.
Right.
Right after practice, getting at it, man, whether it was Halo, whether it was Call of Duty, or Settlers of Catan. It was just a competitive environment that we enjoyed setting for each other. And, those things, it's funny because now we see each other. We don't see each other for a long time. We don't talk for a long time. And if we're in town, man, that's the way we get back together. We break out a board game and we get at it.
It was probably a little dicey for him to go out in public.
Yeah, it was like being a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, man. But if there's one thing that I wish I hope the public knows is I hope they understand how, like, it wasn't just all video games with him, man. There'd be a point where he was down locked in watching film, you know, and he was always like that. He was like that before he even played. Mm-hmm. You know, there'd be times where, hey, man, he'd be watching his film, just doing his thing. And I hope Rider Nation knows how hard he worked at being the quarterback for the team, even before he wasn't a starting quarterback there. It was always in him. He was always driven. I remember him taking walks, with his receivers after camps when he was the third and backup quarterback, talking about him making history together, you know, with them. And, man, it was always in him, man. He knew that it was coming. And
all right.
Today, it's, you realize that, hey, man, it was mission accomplished from his part.
Absolutely it is. Thanks, Luke Mollander, for joining us, taking a little bit of time, and have a great weekend.
All right, man. See you guys later.
Take care, buddy.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We told you today's podcast was going to be all Darian, and how can it not be? So Darian Durant announcing his retirement this morning from football. And as you were saying, it would have hurt to see him in blue and gold.
No, you can't.
It hurt enough seeing Dressler.
I'm hoping to get a chance to sit down and talk with him over the phone here today or some point, because he couldn't make it on with us this morning.
We should explain that. Yeah. So this morning we called Darian Durant's people.
Yeah, his handler.
Wanting to get Darian on the show with us.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, we would love to, because Darian's been on our show before. Yeah. But they just said, out of respect to Rod Peterson
and Luke, who do the sports
and
cage,
Luke Mollander, we would like for Darian's first interview to be with them.
Yeah,
so that's where the interview.
So
understandable.
So, but I'd love to sit down with him and ask him if in his heart of hearts he could not even himself see himself in a Blue Bombers uniform. He's like, no, you know what? I'm out. I'm out. Because you know what? Michael Jordan. I'm not comparing Darian to Michael, but Michael should have just quit as a Bull. Don't go to the Wizards.
Right.
You know, it's like Mark Messier leaving the Oilers to suit up for the Calgary Flames at the end of his career. You can't. Let's get a rat.
But Darian had a kid on the way.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there were choices that had to be made.
Well, I tell you, I talked about speaking engagements. Here's a guy that could go on a speaking tour in Saskatchewan and make big-time cash.
Darian? Oh, yeah.
Right now. And big time. You we'll see him around. He said he wants to set up a charity, too, so we'll see.
Hopefully he comes back soon. We'd welcome him with open arms.
And Plaza of Honor, he should go in himself, whenever that is. By himself.
Yeah.
Nobody else. You don't want to be Darian and you don't want to be with Darian in the class. Mm. That'd be like being on stage for the Rolling Stones. Nobody's paying attention to you.
Well, and yeah, exactly. They have the statues of Lancaster and Reed, and I hope they left room for Darian, because that could be going up eventually,
that's
too.
That's a good point.
Not yet.
No, but that's a good point.
But eventually. So just want to also give a quick shout out to Rob Vanstone of the Leader Post. He was scheduled to be on our podcast today. But because the industry is strange, he wanted his first words to be out about the Durant situation via the Leader Post. So go check those words out and go read his article. Rob Vanstone, a very smart guy. Mm-hmm. Right now, at the time we're recording this, the article's not up yet.
He's banging away. Yeah, he was going to come on and talk about his beloved Winnipeg Jets
because
he's almost having a heart attack. The Jets have gotten this far. He's really going to have a heart attack when one of his favorite players calls it quit. So
yeah.
We'll have Rob on next week if he survives.
Thank you for tuning into the podcast once again. If Darian's listening to this, all the best, man. We wish you the best into retirement, and we want to see you sometime soon. Don't be afraid of coming on the show. And, you know, go back and binge listen to all the podcasts this week. You can find them again at thewolfrocks.com. Well, what the hell am I talking about? You're listening to it right now,
yeah,
so you know
right.
where to find it.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.